Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Batmania 66. Tonight's episode is episode 72, The Joker's Hard Times. Give me one sec. Holly, would you please turn on the light so I can see my notes? Oh, you probably don't know how. Holly, vamp.
Ben is getting up from the table. He is walking over, up one stair, up two stairs. Turned on the lights, down one, two stairs, and back to his chair right now. Hi, Ben.
One stairs, two stairs, red stairs, blue stairs. When our episode begins, Batman and Robin are facing certain death.
From Velociraptor.
No, from... Oh. Well, yes.
Meteor killer.
Yes,
or from Velociraptor the meteor
that,
killer.
From the meteor that killed the Velociraptors.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin are facing certain death because a thermite bomb is going to cut through the ropes holding up the meteor and crush them.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Chief O'Hara and Commissioner Gordon are pacing around Commissioner Gordon's office because Batman's out past curfew and hasn't called them.
All night he was out.
All night. Not
all
a
All night.
Your
all
mother
night.
And I were worried sick.
All night.
Actually, your mother didn't care because she's dead. D-E-D, dead.
Ben, that's awful.
So am I.
Yeah.
Joker comes into Commissioner Gordon's office, which he's now done twice in rapid succession, which makes me wonder how security is at Gotham PD.
Yeah, he just, like...
walked in. Just,
like, walked in.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't the frickin' Joker.
There's a lot of that in this episode. A lot.
Oh, man, yeah.
So Joker has come in the same way twice. He then explains that Batman and Robin are as good as squashed.
And then, they're mashed marauders.
Yes, mashed marauders.
I loved that.
There was actually some decent, alliteration and other stuff in this episode. But yes, mashed marauders. And he explains that his next crime is Libra. And he's going to steal the justice statue, which is made of priceless marble. Which he then puts a dollar amount on of $500,000.
Yeah.
Things that are priceless.
No.
Don't generally
Ben, you're wrong.
But if I...
It's wrong.
Okay, but...
But no.
I'm just...
Wrong.
Okay. So this $500,000 priceless item is being stolen. Holly is watching food videos.
Well, it's done in,
What are they making?
They're tiny lemon meringue pies.
All right. Everybody stop. We're going to make tiny lemon meringue pies.
But, Ben, they're using metric. I can't make them.
I don't have a converter.
I'm not holding one in my hand currently.
So, Holly's making metric pies. And...
Metric Pies might be the name of my band.
Not bad. Not bad.
Joker
mine is runs... Mine is 1 liter of pop. I don't know why. Oh, yeah, I know why, because it sounds filthy.
1 liter of pop?
Yeah.
A liter of cola?
No, 1 liter of pop. Capital P, as in one's father.
Oh, I thought you meant like pop music.
Yeah, London, Paris, Munich. Everybody's talking about it. Pop music.
Pop music.
Talking about my congregation. And we...
boo! Although it was really funny. I can't even boo it.
This is where Joker throws a pellet, makes a flash, something or other, and freezes.
Yeah.
Chief O'Hara and Commissioner Gordon.
It was super convenient.
So they freeze, and Joker leaves to steal the Statue of Justice. They load it onto the truck. Joker says, be careful, it's priceless, even though it's only worth $500,000.
Dude, that's not... I mean, listen. I wouldn't turn down $500,000.
But that's not priceless.
But that is not priceless.
Yeah.
It's not even that much money. I mean, I guess at the time it probably was.
Yeah, $500,000 at that point.
You could buy, like, a couple of houses at least.
Yeah. keep Venus in the style to which she wishes to become accustomed.
Yeah. She's very small. She's a petite lady.
Yeah, she's a tiny little girl. She's cute, though.
Super cute, except for her. That hairstyle was not good for her face shape, is my only problem.
Yeah, I can see that.
I liked her face and the hair, just not together. Yeah, is that weird?
Well, the hair, because she's so tiny, the hair's big and it makes her face look smaller.
Well, and it also elongated her head.
Yeah.
So it made her head look like egg-shaped, which I don't believe it was.
Egg or light bulb-shaped.
Yeah, light bulb, really.
Her hair had a good idea.
Her body had a good idea. But it wasn't her head.
Oh, that's mean. Cops are frozen. Joker loads the marble statue onto the truck. Chief O'Hara Commissioner Gordon unfreeze just in time to sound the alarm while Joker's still down in front of police headquarters.
Right.
At which point, Joker hops into a conveniently placed police car, puts on the policeman's hat.
Also conveniently placed.
And is instantly disguised enough that none of Gotham's police can tell it's the Joker wearing that hat.
It's Officer Clown Face. Everybody knows and loves Officer Clown Face.
Right. Officer Sprinkles is everybody's favorite cop.
Yeah.
Sprinkles Clown Face.
Is that your clown name?
No, that's my...
Is that your porn name? Oh, that was a good name.
Yes. Yes, that is definitely my adult film name. No, everybody knows my adult film name is Fellatio Hornblower.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was telling someone that the other day. Because
that's classy as fuck.
Classy AF.
Yeah. You're one classy AF.
No, that's not...
What?
That's not how the cool kids are saying it, Ben.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean not to be on fleek.
That's still a thing.
If I'm saying it, it's probably not still a thing.
We are old.
Yes. I'm in my 30s. I can't trust me. I'm in my 30s. Yeah, so he puts on the hat. Then he drives off in the cop car.
Oh, which is, a hat is the best disguise. That's my whole note on
that. My note is just a hat.
Yep.
Well, you know, Sprinkles Clown Face can't fit it over the fright wig, so he just leaves it in the car.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
No, it's not that... Oh. That's super convenient, then, that he got into Sprinkles Clown Face's car.
Yeah.
Because then nobody was like, why Sprinkles in car 72? That doesn't make any sense.
Right. They're just like, he went that away. Thanks, Sprinkles. Nice haircut. And they just went off. Yeah.
You're growing a mustache, Sprinkles?
A sprinkle stash.
Sprinkles.
Holly is not down with the sprinkle stash. Hey, baby. Want to get a sprinkle stash?
I don't think I do.
Anyway, he went that away, is what the Joker says. They start following. The Joker pulls out as well and starts sending false radio calls about where the pickup with the statue is.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Batman and Robin are listening in after escaping. Oh, we skipped Batman and Robin escaping their death trap.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
Yeah, it happens. Batman throws a batarang.
Yeah.
And Robin... Robin says holy mashed potatoes at the very, very beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
He says they would have ended up as tomato paste, which I kind of liked.
I don't believe he would have. By the way that meteor... Was that what it was?
Yeah.
That meteor fell. I think Robin might have been... Batman for sure dead. Robin might have been okay.
Yep.
Maybe a smashed hip or something.
I broke my... It would have been a second hip replacement by that point.
God, true story.
But
or lost an arm. Maybe had to 172 hours it or whatever it is.
He would have had to grow it back. He's a lizard person.
Hashtag lizard truth.
So Batman and Robin are listening in and trying to... pardon me. Follow along. And in... The reports that Joker is putting in about where the truck is keep changing. So at one point, Batman and Robin employ the bat turn, which we haven't seen for a while. And it's a totally new effect. We see the parachutes come out, but then they just show the center console of the Batmobile and flip the whole image. So the whole image turns around and we just cut to them go driving in the other direction, which is a way better looking effect than the original bat turn. So kudos to them for... gussying it up a little bit.
Yes, I agree with Ben.
in that Holly did not notice it happening at all.
I had no idea. I was looking at my phone.
Batman figures out that it's actually Joker on the radio and cuts into the signal, announces that nobody should listen to those reports anymore. And the Joker goes, "But you're supposed to be dead." And Batman goes, "But I'm not." And then as an afterthought says, "Neither is Robin."
Yeah.
Just like he could tell Robin would feel left out if nobody mentioned him.
Yeah.
The
boy blunder.
Yes. This is where Joker calls him the boy bonehead, which I like.
Oh, this time?
Yeah.
Ben's dying.
Sorry, dying. And then I don't remember exactly what is said about her, but something is said about Venus. And Batman goes into another spiel about how women are led astray.
Yeah.
And they have a chance to redeem themselves.
Mm-hmm. But mostly we're dumb.
Yep. Oh, this is where they figure out that the next theft is going to be Scorpio, the scorpion. And there's apparently an antique, again, priceless, jeweled scorpion.
We know it's priceless because it says it in the box.
Yeah. You can't print that stuff if it's not true.
Yeah. It's like the internet.
Priceless jeweled scorpion, antique jeweled scorpion, excuse me, that is at the same jewelry store they robbed in the last episode.
Would have been smarter to just grab both while they were there.
You have to do these things in order or it doesn't work.
What about Pisces? I know I'm jumping ahead, but...
Shut up, that's what.
You should have stolen a goat and a water boy.
A water boy riding a goat.
That's fine.
Two
birds.
They... And a potato?
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, so they were stealing tubers. Well, I can't make the Batmobile lost a wheel joke because they did it for me. But anyway, Venus shows up at the jewelry store. Before Venus shows up at the jewelry store, they're trying to figure out... Sorry. Venus shows up at the jewelry store posing as a member of the police, a detective.
Yeah.
And says she's going to have to confiscate the scorpion because she says it's a fake.
She just says, just what I thought, a fake.
Yeah, just what I thought, a fake. And he goes, the scorpion? She goes, no, me. And she just kind of saunters out. But before she leaves, she sprays liquid cement on the guy's right shoe.
Yeah.
Just his right shoe. This man, who's been robbed twice by the same people now, is not smart enough to just remove his right shoe.
Take off his right shoe.
Yeah.
Continue the chase.
Yep.
He has to have the cement floor, or the tile floor,
chiseled out yes.
from under his foot.
So they realize that there's only 3 signs of the Zodiac left, and they're trying to figure out what they could be, and that Sagittarius is next.
There's more than 3, there's 4 left.
Oh, that's right, this is when there's 4 left. And Robin says he wants to go to McDonald's.
Because they're looking for the archer.
Yes, they're looking for the gold. No, specifically, they're looking for the golden archers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wants to go to McDonald's, get one of those 2-for-1 coffee deals.
We did that, but I'm still yawning. What is this?
Maybe you need more 2-for-1 coffees. Maybe you should have drank them both.
I thought that's what you were doing when you got the same flavor as me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you like it?
It was a little less vanilla-y than I expected. That's, vanilla.
Sometimes they're not that vanilla-y. Okay, now...
McDonald's, if you want to win back our favor, we need like 4-for-1 coffees.
With extra vanillas.
Yeah, damn it. And more ice.
And more ice!
What the hell, man?
We gotta ask for extra ice next time.
Yep. They figure out that the archer they're going after for... is none other than Basil. I want it to be Basil because I want it to be Basil Fawlty. Which was also said as Basil, but I like Basil better. Basil butter.
Basil butter. Ew.
oh, you can make a John Cleese baby that way. Basil Bowman is a rich friend of millionaire Bruce Wayne. And Batman and Robin realize that he's the next victim. They're going to kidnap him. So we see Basil, who's a multimillionaire who answers his own door, which is kind of down to earth. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And Joker tries to kidnap him. And Basil warns him by saying, Do you dare, knowing the dynamic duo will be dogging your trail? Pretty good alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
Starting out with "Do you dare" was a nice touch. Oh, and Batman and Robin show up. Joker says, "Let's smash him," and Venus says, "Do we have to?" Because she's all Twitter baited with Batman.
Yeah.
Because every woman in Gotham wants to be on Batman's jock.
Okay, but here's the thing. Did you know that when you're Twitter baited with Batman, you can only speak with your chin up in the air, unblinking?
And you have to speak very breathily. Oh, Batman.
Batman.
Joker turns on Venus with a straight razor, it looked like.
Yeah, something like that.
And says, "You won't attack me because I'll kill her, and you have ethics," to which I wrote down, "Ethics are a bitch."
It's true.
So Batman decides to not attack. Joker throws Venus at Batman. He catches her, and she stares up at him adoringly, breathily, and talks to him for a long time in really awkward proximity face to face.
Okay, first of all, she says the thing. Now you say the thing.
So she says, "It's my fault. The Joker got away," and I laughed, and Holly got mad at me.
Yeah. What's your note there?
My note is, quote, "I hate Ben," thinks Holly.
My note is, "How dare you?"
Yep.
And then my next note is, stop talking into each other's mouths.
Yep.
You know that's a pet peeve for me, and it happens a lot.
Yep.
Why are they talking into each other's mouths, Ben?
My note... Talking to each other's mouses? My note here is, Batman gets to make out, Robin has to rub an unconscious old man.
I think he's into it. He's just okay with it. He's super okay with it.
Yeah, while he's watching Venus and Batman talk to each other almost with their lips touching. Ugh. He's just rubbing the hand of an unconscious old man.
Yeah, I think he's into it.
A little bit creepy.
No, I think he's into it.
That's why it's a little bit creepy.
No, it's okay.
Well,
Ben, it's super okay.
You should have seen
Everyone was into it.
You should have seen how Basil was dressed. He was asking for it.
Ben.
What? You're the one who's saying it's okay to hand hump an old man while he's unconscious.
He wasn't completely unconscious.
I don't think you made that better in any way.
I made it worse.
A whole lot.
I made it worse.
Wowzers. Send your hate mail to Julie Taymor, care of Bono and the Edge.
Leave it on the comments with the others.
record stare? I don't know.
They're at the record store.
Record store. Ah, thank you. Sorry, we write our notes very quickly, and sometimes my chicken scratch is illegible. Venus then tells Batman and Robin where the Joker's hideout is.
It's a record store.
It's a record store. They go to the record store, and without any preamble whatsoever, they tell Venus to wait in the car. We cut into the record store, and the fight begins.
Bam! Oof, clunk. Whack. Vronk. Thwack. Kapow, thunk. Wham! Bam! Zam.
They then discover Crustacean, the opera singer from the previous episode.
Ugh.
Locked up in a small room.
Lock him back up. I want rid of him.
He immediately starts doing his warm-ups, and Batman keeps shouting into his ear to try to get him to listen. That's not how singing works.
That's not how listening works.
Yeah, and my note is, stop shouting. Just stop. They then figure out that there are only 3 signs of the Zodiac remaining.
Now there's only 3.
Yes, you're correct. And as you were stating before, instead of going in order, they jump straight to Pisces.
Which is the last one.
And they figure out that the Gotham Zoological Society, or the International Zoological Society, is going to be displaying 2 unique fish. The last 2 of these fish in existence. In a public park
fountain. Yeah.
That seems like a really shitty idea to me.
No, it's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, Ben. All fish love fountains. Everyone knows this.
I don't...
Ben, that's how fish work.
That's How Fish Work is the name of my children's book. It's very
But is bloody. It like fish with like blue collar jobs?
Yes. Yeah, it's like Stud Terkel's Working for Fish. That's a really obscure one, people.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Stud Terkel wrote a really, really wonderful oral history called Working, which was him just going and talking to people in various positions from blue collar jobs all the way to white collar jobs. They actually made a musical out of it, which was interesting, not fantastic, but very interesting, where they used most of the same words, and it's just sort of a series of vignettes and monologues. Really great audition pieces in that, if any of you guys are actors.
I want to write a book called Working, with an E, and just, Working. And just interview drag queens.
I like it. I once suggested that that we could create a band called Men at Twerk.
At Twerk?
Twerk, yes. Men at Twerk.
That's your all-male review.
Duh. They boogie from a land down under their belt. And... You okay, Holly?
I love every minute of that.
That
makes me happy on the insides.
I like making you happy on the inside.
Ben.
Good feeling's gone.
Wait.
Finding Nemo.
Thank you. The anglerfish.
Yes.
You are Pinocchio's mixed with Rudolph's who used our nose powers for evil.
Speaking of angling and ogling fish... we next see a couple of men who are very excited, like Troy McClure level excited about fish, standing over the fish at the fountain. The fish fountain.
Fish fountain.
I
bet that would have been a pokey spot.
And, nerd. And they're standing there ogling the fish, talking about the fish in loving tones. Batman and Robin appear and warn them that their priceless fish, each of which is probably worth $500,000, are about to be stolen.
That's how much priceless things are worth.
Yes. I will take one priceless object. Here's my $500,000. I got it at the priceless object vending machine.
Ben, I have a priceless hair from my head. Would you care to purchase it?
Yes, I will give you 500,000 doll hairs.
Oh.
Oh, I'll give you 5K. Better than 3Ks. 3Ks are racist.
I was trying to find that joke. But if 5 isn't divisible by 3.
It is. You just get 1 2/3. That's right. Batman and fractions. Welcome to my podcast, assholes.
I hate you so much.
I know.
Come on, let's get to my fish comments.
My comment here is, as Joker rides in on his truck, his crane truck, he's playing his own theme music. I approve.
That was pretty. Well, so does Batman.
You think so?
No, he 100% does. They've done it before where the
music gets louder as he gets closer.
Well, the bad guys can hear him. They go, "You hear that?"
Oh,
I think it was when they were on the Bat motorcycle.
You don't think that's just the turbines?
The turbines?
Yeah. The turbines.
Oh no, the turbines.
The turbines. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might. No. They hear the music. Like they were on the Bat motorcycle. I think
there was
Bat cycle.
Bat cycle. There was a brilliant...
The Bat motorbike.
Brilliant comedian, and I wish I could remember his name, but I saw him on Comedy Central all the time back in the 90s. And he had a whole routine about what if the guys on Star Trek could hear the music when they were picked for away teams. So just like, and you, Ensign Johnson, and the Bat, you know, the scary music would play and be like, you know what? I'm fine. I'm going to stay right here. That'll be okay. Do you think it's like that in Batman's world where they can hear all the music cues and everything? We know the narrator is audible to the people in the universe, so is all of the incidental music...
Or I don't know that he's audible to the... What if he's like,
Oh, you think he's just like Alfred's hallucination and he's just so strong that...
No. I think he's like Cassandra from Agamemnon. She was... Really? I out-geeked you on this?
No, I know what it's about.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Where she was a oracle? She could tell the future, but no one believed her because she wouldn't bang Apollo.
Right. Yeah.
Big eyes. Yeah. It's like that. Like, he has to go around and narrate, but no one can hear him.
Or like Arachne from the Spider-Man musical.
But it didn't.
Oh, turn off the dark. How I miss you.
R.I.P.
Have you ever, actually on topic for Batman, have you ever heard Jim Steinman, the guy who wrote Bat Outta Hell 1 and Bat Outta Hell 2, and also wrote Celine Dion, the songs that are famous for Celine Dion, like All Coming Back to Me Now, was working on a Batman musical.
Oh.
And there's a song that was supposed to be for the Joker that's on Bat Outta Hell 3, called In the Land of the Pigs, the Butcher is King. It's a really weird, interesting song. And it's just a little piece of what could have been Broadway history. We could have had a Batman musical long before we ever had a Spider-Man one. And it would have been probably just as bad. But it's worth listening to the song, just to kind of hear what they were going for in that. And we're back to the show. There's my segue back in, everybody.
That was interesting, Ben.
The more you know.
Knowing's half the battle.
You know what the other half is?
Fellatio.
Don't mind if I do.
You told me that. Fish! We haven't gotten to my fish comment yet.
I'm sorry. Following the band around like a deadhead. They start to nap the fish. In a fish napping scheme, by throwing fish at Batman, Robin, and the fish fuckers.
Holy red snapper? Is that what he says?
I think so.
And then there's another comment about red herring.
But they kidnap the fish, or they kidnap one of the priceless fish, which they don't put in water. Joker just catches it in a net, and it's flopping around, dying.
That fish is 100%, or that fish 100% died. How many fish do you think died in this episode? PETA is pissed.
Right. No fish were harmed in the making of the previous episodes. This episode, fish.
So many fish.
Fish were
so
harmed.
So many dead fish.
First of all, we kept them in a public fountain. Second of all.
Those were koi, by the by.
You.
Why are you laughing at me?
Were they, or were they just playing hard to get?
Ugh. I hate you. And I hate that I didn't see it.
So they kidnap the fish, and then while Batman and Robin are running to go chase them, Venus shouts out, "Careful, watch your back. You don't want to get caught from behind." And a random hench person from Joker pops up and says, "That's good advice," and kidnaps Venus. Did you miss all of that?
I was writing about fish.
Yes. So Venus gets kidnapped.
When she showed up captured, I was surprised in the next scene.
How did that happen?
I wasn't questioning it. Lots of shit happens off screen that I don't know about.
Right.
And I'm just supposed to know eventually. It's like
you blink and then you go, oh, it must have been on the cutting room floor. No, yeah. They showed it. This time they did.
I believe it. I'm surprised that it was that thorough. But, I mean, when you have three episodes to do, one story.
Right, you want to put in every moment. Leave nothing to the imagination. They run into the Joker.
Ben Stein.
Joker and henchmen run into the lair, which is at such a sharp Dutch angle, it's like 45 degrees counterclockwise.
It was gnarly.
Like they were walking down a hill, it was so much Dutch angle.
I know, it's... That's what I thought they should have been,
Yeah, it looked like they should have been sliding off screen.
Yeah.
Then Batman and Robin pull up. They run into the hideout. And now it is 45 degrees clockwise.
Yeah.
Which is quite frankly nauseating to cut back and forth from that so quickly.
Yeah.
They run in. They're trying to figure out where Joker might be. Joker pops out and throws a net on them.
The henchmen throw a net. Which distracts them all the henchmen.
Okay, but the net is not weighted in any way, and it doesn't look like it's a very hefty net, yet Batman and Robin are thoroughly trapped by it.
That's how nets work.
Once you're underneath a net, you cannot get out?
Yeah.
Like a turtle on its back?
dare you?
What?
Turtles can't breathe when they're on their back.
Okay.
They'll die.
Yeah, but I saw in Futurama they can just rock themselves out.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they need help.
Turtles rocking out.
Yeah, they have to or else they'll die.
Okay. I'm all for turtles surviving.
Have you seen the sea turtle things?
Where no. People
find the sea turtles that have been stuck in nets and then they help them?
No.
Batman and Robin needed those guys. They needed a surfer on a board.
Batman surfs.
I have yet to see this, so
it's in the movie.
We haven't watched the movie.
He wears yellow board shorts and has a yellow bat board. I'm not kidding.
Wait, on top of the bat suit?
Yeah. He wears bat shorts over his bat suit.
The cape?
Yeah. So Batman and Robin are trapped.
Like rats. Or turtles.
And they then bring in Venus and explain that she's going to die with them. And they put them in a little tiny wading pool.
That's where the alligators were.
In, was it Catwoman who had the alligators? Joker, Riddler, somebody.
Might have been Mad Hatter.
Whoever had alligators, that's where the
somebody
alligators
had alligators.
Were. But this time, they are not going to be eaten by alligators. They're going to be eaten by a man-eating clam.
Giant.
Giant clam. To which I asked, subtext?
Yeah.
Is that...
I said, that's one big clam.
Accurate. Well, the camera does add 10 pounds.
Yes, that's a I know
joke.
That story.
That's a joke for two other people who are not in the room right now.
And one's not going to listen because he's not on this episode.
True. And the other's not going to listen because she doesn't listen to podcasts.
Sad.
But Batman and Robin are... Batman, Venus, and Robin in that
oh
order.
Oh, my.
Are awaiting sudden death as the clam gets closer to them and opens up. I will say this. They built a giant clam. Like, they didn't just cut back and forth and you didn't see anybody. They built a clam prop big enough that you had a two-shot.
Yeah.
And eventually, the clam swallows Robin. Except for his foot.
Feet.
Was it both feet? I saw on someone.
I thought it was both feet.
Well, a foot or 2 feet are dangling outside of the clam. And the
and Batman makes a face that's really weird.
He doesn't like clams.
Maybe he's allergic to shellfish.
Yeah. And he's only thinking about himself.
Because he's shellfish.
I was torn. I didn't know whether or not you'd be angry at me for that one.
No, I like that
one. Oh, okay.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
And that's the end of our episode. So our next episode is going to be episode 73, The Penguin Declines. Someone would assume that the penguin saves the day, helps the Joker. We don't know.
Or his credit card is maxed out.
Well, then the penguin wouldn't decline. Maybe he eats a big meal in prison and just decides not to have dessert.
That'll be a boring episode, like a Mr. Freeze episode.
Maybe Mr. Freeze is the one making the dessert.
Maybe Mr. Freeze's card gets declined.
Oh, yeah. And the penguin's the merchant? Maybe Mr. Freeze is trying to buy an umbrella from the penguin. And the penguin says, your credit's no good here.
Right.
There we go. That's the episode.
So we don't need to do it anymore.
We'll talk about Mr. Freeze shopping for umbrellas for half an hour next week. Join us next time. Find us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Batmania66. And you can email us at batmania66mail@gmail.com. If you're enjoying yourself, leave a review on the iTunes or the Podomatics. And we'll see you next time. Same bat time, same bat channel.